question starts to agree. This person says they still think the landing needs security before anything else. What are your thoughts on the landing?
I'm not sure what kind of security we're talking about. Anything like that if we're talking about. I don't understand the question.
I think security, there's been a lot of discussion even at the board level and committee level about finding some way to prevent non-members and that, because there's a lot of stuff down there. And I think it's more along the lines of either gating or having finding a way to pass or any ways that you could actually
come open to the public on Sunday Park as we
go. Okay. Now I think so.
Security as in vandalism theft.
I understand the question now. I honestly don't know. Because of the fact where we are in the economy and all the projects that we have to do, I think if it's something as simple as a gate, who's going to control opening and closing? Who is going to take that responsibility so that if a Granville resident does want to use it, that's money. And she said a car swipe, which is great. That machine costs money. Those cars cost money. Those cars will get lost and have to be replaced. If we could do something, and I would be willing to listen to these ideas. Personally, I don't have any ideas. It would be great if there's some kind of pass. People use it all the time, or if there's something there that makes someone who comes to the BCA get something to put in their vehicle, if we're talking vehicle presence. That might work, but the only thing I can say is I'm not sure of that.
From my understanding, I understood that that question has been come up from the natural resource when they did their charrette concerning the landing. I believe the crime prevention is going to take a look at that particular issue once the landing project has been completed, then they are going to address those issues because they did hear it. It came through the charrette. The committees, both committees have heard the concerns, and I believe they are looking at it. I'm not exactly sure what they are going to propose, but I do know that crime prevention is going to take a look at that and should have an answer back for the community. I'm sure that if there's something that's going to need to be added to our budget this year for next year's budget, that will be done in order to address that particular issue.
I put y'all right down there.
The security problem at the landing. We live right across from the landing. We walk down there a lot. And we actually had a boat down there, a trailer down there until last spring. And I did walk down there a lot and check on our property. And many, many times I saw Chesterfield police down there. So they do come down there. But my suggestion would be that the owners of the boats and the kayaks or whatever really know their properties really well, as best as they can. Not just leave them on the T-Rex or wherever, because it is open. Anybody can come in there. I mean, I have friends who've told me, oh, yeah, we drive down the Granville, we go into that landing place and we walk all over the place. Oh, good. That's nice. I'm glad you paid for that for me. So, yes, I think it is because didn't we just read somewhere that someone just lost a boat down there?
Yes.
Someone came in there and they stole someone's boat. And so, I don't know if you need to step up to police or we need to hire a security